Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to be talking about vibrational frequencies, how to draw things into your reality, and all of that good stuff.
And how to not give a fuck.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited because this topic honestly took us a while to learn, and
basically, giving a fuck blocks everything from coming into your reality.
Yeah, when you're pretty much holding it, you're holding it around the neck saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. It's making it not come to you. You're not attracting it because you're on the desire frequency, like low vibration.
Yeah. So I feel like when we first look into manifesting videos, we first come across the law of attraction, we watch all the videos, we do the steps, but what they don't tell us is that you need to truly let it go and not give a fuck if it happens or if it doesn't, because that is the number one thing that stops it from coming through. And to be honest, we learned the hard way because we were clinging onto something, expecting it to pop up into our reality when there was a big brick wall that we built that stopped it from coming in, because we just put our desire of what we wanted on a big pedestal and saying we are so separate from what we want. Like, it is up here, we're down here.
Yeah.
Like, that's no vibrational match. And like you said, when we are in the vibrational frequency of desiring something, it is a lower vibration.
Yeah. And when you look at the vibrational frequency chart, like, it's at the very, pretty much at the very bottom.
Yeah.
Whereas what you want to be is, like, you want to be at the very top with, like, enlightenment and abundance and, like, just happiness, you know. You want to attract that, and to attract that you have to be that. You have to let go of the things that don't serve you. And let's say I was trying to manifest new job, more clients. I'm not going to get it because it's all I want. Like, you have to be like, okay, I'm going to start portraying this person because this is how I want to come across to my clients, and that's how I want them to see me. I want to be more direct. I want to be more confident, because if I'm not showing them that, why would they want to work with me? Why would someone come to you for advice if you can't even do it yourself?
Yeah. It's all like, it's all an energy exchange, really. Like, you get what you resonate with. Everything's a mirror. It comes back to you.
Absolutely.
And I guess when you are vibrating at those lower frequencies, you just create resistance. Like, there's such a big imbalance, and it's just like repelling everything from you.
Yes.
So I guess.
And they are like really big blocks as well. Like, you can, let's say you were to go to Energy Healer, they would definitely feel those blocks.
Yeah.
Like, you can probably feel the blocks yourself.
Yeah.
It's just, you're like, no, like, my ego, like, your ego, you need to let go of it to be able to reach those next levels of the vibrational chart, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess that goes for everything, because, like, you can manifest a whole bunch of things. If you want to manifest, like, new job, new car, love, like, it's like, as soon as you do that, you obsess over it and you're just waiting for it. And it's just like, that it's just repelling it. Like, it's not going to come that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've done that a few times with, like, jobs and stuff. Like, I wanted it so much, and then when I'd get it, I'd hate it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't meant for me, and I should have just waited.
Yeah.
Actually, when we were looking into the human design chart last night,
yeah,
that really made it. Interesting. Yes. And it says, like, I embody more from my sacral center, so it's either a yes or a no.
Yeah.
And I have to go with the gut feeling, and I feel in the last few weeks I have been doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like I've really nailed the human design.
What is your human design?
I am a generator.
Ooh.
So basically we're like doers, we're go.
Yeah.
Which is so true, because I am always on the go with, like, businesses. I'm always creative with ideas. Like, my mind is just literally running back and forth all the time. It's really hard for me to switch off. And I read that, you know, you need to exhaust that energy in the whole day, otherwise you can't really refresh overnight and recharge. So if you still got some of that, it then becomes stagnant energy, so you're not really embodying your full potential the next day because you didn't use it all. So that's only for generators though.
Yeah, so interesting, right? Like,
because what are you again?
I'm a projector.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna look it up now, because I didn't really do that much research on it. I was just like, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah,
there's just so much information on these.
Like, what did you find that the main thing that stood out to you, like, resonated with?
So projector is focused and absorbing, it says here. But the thing that resonated with me is that when you are a projector, you will never take the first step on your own. You always wait for someone to invite you to do it, which is so me, because I sit on my potential, and I don't want to put that in my subconscious mind.
Yeah.
But I sit on my potential until someone will be like, oh, like, what about this or this? And I'm just like, oh, there's that validation that I needed.
Oh my God.
That's my wound, like, leaking on you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and that's so funny, because that's, remember how I mentioned we should start a podcast? Or have you ever thought about starting a podcast?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it came out. Yeah. We did a podcast.
Yeah. Because I was like sitting on the idea, like, do I do a podcast? And then like we met and you put it out there. And then my inner projector was like, yes, like, I got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess as well, like, I feel if you can create a vision board, not so much towards money, but goals, like bigger picture things that you want to attract.
Yeah.
And then you can start embodying that person and start getting on that frequency of what you want to attract.
Yeah. So I got a question.
Yes.
For the people listening, we talk about you shouldn't give a fuck. How do you stop giving a fuck?
Yeah.
Because it's the biggest block. How do you do it? How do you clear it out? I feel like a lot of people are wondering that.
Yeah, a lot of people will be like, why? Why shouldn't we give a fuck? How do we not? Well, just do, like, go as you're starting from scratch. Build that confidence up. You've got to embody that person that you want to be.
Yeah.
And if that person who does not give a fuck, why aren't you embodying that now? How would you do it?
I feel like for me, when I give a fuck, it's because there's deep-rooted problems below it. So to not give a fuck, I need to dig out the beliefs of not being worthy, of deserving something, and all of those inner child wounds and subconscious blocks, to really clear them out, to decide I am worthy, I am whole, I am complete, I do deserve this. And then when I go into, for example, the big job interview that I went in for, pretty
big company
with no experience at all, I went in with the I don't give a fuck. And it wasn't really because of the worthiness thing. It is because I already got a job offer before that. So I was kind of going in like, oh, if I get it, if I don't, I don't care. I've already got like another job behind me anyways. And that energy drawn them in, and I surprisingly got the job. And it's just like, but if I didn't have that safety net behind me, it would come down to, am I deserving of this role? That's what goes with everything. So I feel like that's how you stop giving a fuck, is know your worth, own your worth, heal yourself, so you can confidently walk up to the opportunities that you want and say, fuck yes.
Yeah, like, think about it this way. If you only had a month left to live, right, what would you do? You seriously would not give a fuck, because you're like, oh, I'm only here for a month.
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, live like you're on holiday. Because you know when you're on holiday, you spend your money, you literally live your life just how you would if you were like, if you didn't have to worry about money. Because, you know, you saved up, you worked up that whole time, and now you're just giving. So you're in a vibration of just giving out that energy, and that comes back to you. No wonder why when you're on holiday you get a lot of like positivity, like feeling like the vibration of like, oh, I'm having the best time. It's because your mindset is experience that as well.
I feel like it is easier said than done, but once you master that energetically, like, the physical just blossom with it.
100%.
And I know it's so hard to be like, I'm gonna, you know, live on the edge and just like go for it, like, why the fuck not? But then it's just like your inner child is like, it's not safe, like, do you not remember your childhood? Do you not remember your childhood? Like, last time you did that, I fucked you up. Like, it's like that little inner voice. But it's just like, once you heal that and like realize that that voice comes from a place of hurt, of other people's projections, it's just like, you don't have to identify yourself with it anymore, and you can, you know, move forward into your new being.
Yes. And I feel like, you know, other people's projection is literally what stops you from achieving what you want to achieve, is because you're afraid of what other people would think, and you don't think you're worthy of the success, because you've got a fear-based mindset, which then brings you down even lower. And you literally just have to forget and fuck what anyone else thinks.
It's so hard, because like, it's always like, what are they gonna say, what are they gonna say? And I remember when I first started posting on my Instagram stories, like, my spiritual experiences, like, I was just like checking my phone every 2 minutes, like, who's seen it, who said what,
who's shared it, who's doing this.
It's because I didn't validate myself, because like I know that I was having mystical experiences. I knew that this shit was real and I knew that I had to share it. But it's just like, I was like, what are other people gonna think? It's just like, fuck what other people think. Like, you've had all these experiences, like who are they to like invalidate what you're doing?
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, it comes down to a worthiness thing and trusting yourself and believing in yourself and loving yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I was also very scared, you know, even to talk to my family, because I had a big, big fear of judgment.
Mm.
And I still sort of do, but I've just gotten to the point where I'm in my own space. I am my own person. I don't need to be kept down in that low vibration of why are you doing these things? Like, I'm my own person pretty much. Like, I just can't be trapped in that mindset anymore. Like, if they want to stay there, they can stay there. But I'm all about evolving and just...
And speaking about that, I feel like the identity shifts that take place with that, when you do the inner work and you decide, I'm not that person, this is my true calling.
Yes.
It's like that identity shift can be so hard because you're constantly flicking back and forth. It doesn't set straight in. It's like a long process, like a big transition period.
Very hard.
Yeah. So it's so hard to embody the person that you truly are meant to be, because like past wounds, like reflecting back at you. And it's just like a constant game of fucking tug of war between your old self and your new self.
Your higher self is above, like, come on, take the next step. And you're just like kind of creeping back into your old self and you're like, ah.
Like, you already know the answer. Like, you already know what to do. It's just like your old self. You're just like, but what if?
And you like, always know what you're meant to do. Yeah, you always 100%. Know. And that's diving back into that trust in your intuition.
Mm.
I really struggled with that when I first stepped into this, because I was like, oh, no, this isn't real. Like, people think I'm weird and like I can't do these things that I want to do because it's just doesn't seem real.
Yeah, I feel like it goes both ways as well, because like at the same time you're scared other people are going to judge you, but you're also judging yourself. Because when I first started doing my tarot readings, like I did it for a few friends, my sister, her friends, and like they were saying like, you need to charge more, you need to like promote this, you need to post about it. And I was like, no, like, I'm not that good at it. Like, I don't know. And
we it's just always like, critique.
And everyone else can see my potential, but I was standing in my own way. I was blocking myself. I was just like, not me. It's just like, because I didn't think I was worth it. Like, I didn't think, and yeah.
Yeah, honestly, we are always our own worst critics.
Yeah.
Because we will always stop ourselves before anyone else does. It's like, if you don't take the leap, no one's going to push you. No one's going to be like, you've got to do this. Come on, like, you literally have to be the one to be like, okay, this is my vision, this is where I want to go, and this is how I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm going to do to get there.
Yeah. And once you set those little goals, the people that, like, judged you and didn't believe in you, you achieve the small goal, and then you tell them, these are my long-term goals, and they go, oh, you're crazy. Like, you're daydreaming. This is all in your head. Like, that's never going to happen. You're not one of those people. And it's just like,
and then okay. When you achieve that, they're the first ones to be like, I knew you could do it.
Yeah, like, it's just like, okay, I was the joke before. I was like what everyone was joking about. But it's just like, if you set your mind to anything, like, you can make it happen. It sounds so, like, it's a word, like, cliche.
Cliche.
But it's just like, it's facts, like,
it's facts. Facts on facts.
Yeah, literally.
But I definitely see that you've got to be confident in your approach as well when you're leading up to these things, because if you're the slightest bit scared, that's still a block there. You've still got that fear vibration,
that small doubt in the back of your mind.
Yes, and we don't want that. We want to betray success before we have it.
And it's because, like, when you go straight on with a goal and you have that little doubt, you're scared that it's going to bounce back on you and it's going to fail, and that's the doubt that comes through as that, oh, what if it doesn't work, what if it doesn't happen. It's just like, that's the only thing that's blocking you, is that one thought.
Yeah.
That one belief. Like, once you do that.
Once you can take that little step over it, literally the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
And like that, you can create your own reality.
Yeah.
But when you're on that low vibration, the reality that you're creating is not a good one. That's why you can't let go of it.
Yeah.
Because you're still manifesting it into your reality. You're still creating that. Yeah. So you've got to take those next steps. Take those leaps into the higher vibration by doing the inner work. And it's not just about journaling, it's about doing the work,
yeah,
experiencing it all.
Yeah. What I like to do when I'm like in my head, I'm an Aquarius in my head. And, you know, I wanted to manifest money or whatever. I would literally go for a walk. I'd put my music in that makes me feel like I'm rich and famous. Like, not that I want to be famous, but like the songs that get you like really pumped up and you go for a walk really fast and like you just tell yourself, okay, this 30-minute walk, like this is who I am, and you just visualize yourself. And I'm not even kidding. Every time I do that, I get sales as I'm walking, and it's only ever while I'm walking because I embody that vibration of abundance so much that like while I'm going for my walks, my bank account's going up. Like, it's
hell yeah.
Yeah, it's just like I did it once and it worked, and I got like 2 sales on my walk.
That's insane.
It was just 30 minutes,
but it just goes to show, literally step outside.
Like
we were talking like if you're feeling stuck standing in that spot, get out, move your body, move that energy around, and literally the frequency will just change dramatically, drastically, like within the first 5-10 minutes.
Yeah,
because you've been able to get up, pick yourself up from that spot, and being like, no, I'm not gonna stay there. Because you can stay sitting there for a while, you know, you could be like scrolling, doing this, doing that, but what does that achieve?
Yeah,
nothing. Get your ass up, get out of the door, and go for that walk.
Biggest difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Or even if you like to, like, just dance. Like, sometimes I, like,
I love concert. Like, yeah, I literally dance, like, every single day to music, because that's moving that energy around.
Yeah. I used to think it was, like, really cringe, though. Like, I used to be, like, that's so embarrassing. Like, I would never go for a dance by myself in my apartment. And now I'm just, like, everyone in the apartment building, like, hears my music, and I'm, like,
yeah.
Like, full, like, oh, it's just crazy. It makes the biggest difference.
Yeah, like my partner, he was washing the dishes the other night and he put on music so it would, you know, go a bit faster.
Yeah.
And I'm just literally dancing because whatever mix it was called, like happy mix or something, it literally made me feel like I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I was in my nightie, you know, like dancing around the kitchen, and I was just moving my body and letting it flow to how it wanted to flow.
Yeah.
And it literally got rid of any energy that I needed to use up before bed, and I had the best sleep that night.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, moving yourself into that different vibration as well before you try and attack something, or like, you don't even have to do it before bed, do it anytime that you feel stagnant. Move that energy. I've been going to the gym a lot now because I'm like, I need to move all this energy that I had sitting in the house.
Yeah,
and feel so much better. I feel like a new person.
Literally,
we love that. I guess, well, that would be the end of the topic of the vibrational frequency and why you shouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and how to
take home message. Don't just let it go. Like, whatever's meant to be will be, whatever's meant to leave will just like fucking leave. Like, own your worth, heal your wounds, stop giving a fuck, live your life,
and let's do it.
And manifest your dreams.
Fuck yes.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.